We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
7:58 Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass.
You good?
I don't know, man. Hit my funny bone in here during the break. My arms are all tingly. I'm going for Tommy John surgery next. I'm going to be fine. Anyway, welcome back. We got a lot to get into here. Eagles make the trade, go down from 6 to 12. I love it. Don't just like it. I love this trade. As Eagles load up with an extra first-round pick in next year's draft, still going to get a good player at 12, and they now have every option possible to make sure the quarterback position is sound for a long time here in Philadelphia. If my guy Jalen Hurts proves to be really good, boom, he's the guy. Plenty of cap room, three first-round picks to make trades and put players around him moving forward. If he doesn't, if he struggles, if he's not the guy, the Eagles go out and trade for a veteran like a Deshaun Watson if he's cleared, a Russell Wilson, or they can move up in next year's draft and get a guy. So we'll react here to the Eagles trade and talk about our favorite Harry Callis calls and names for him to say. But we got to take a couple minutes to chat with our buddy Mike O'Connor of Rights to Ricky Sanchez about the Sixers, yesterday's trade deadline, what they did, George Hill, and what they didn't do. Of course, Kyle Lowry. Mike, how you doing tonight?
Doing well, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
You got it, man. Listen, so yesterday was a kind of a crazy day. Everyone following along and watching to see where Kyle Lowry would land and if the Sixers would pull it off. And ultimately, he doesn't go anywhere. He stays in Toronto, and the Sixers aren't able to pull it off. What did you make of the Lowry situation, the rumors, what they were asking for, and ultimately what the Sixers, you know, kind of walked away from or gave their best offer and didn't get him?
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it just seems like Toronto was asking too much. I mean, that's, I think, what it boils down to. The fact that he didn't go anywhere should tell you that, right? It wasn't that the Sixers got outbid. It was just that no one was willing to pay Toronto what they wanted to get. I think the rumored package that Brian Windhorst reported on was that the Raptors were asking for Tyrese Maxey, Matisse Thybulle, Danny Green, and two first-round draft picks, which is ridiculous. I mean, you can't, no 35-year-old point guard ever has been worth that much. So I think they did the right thing passing on him. And at the end of the day, just boiled down to the fact that Toronto wasn't, you know, willing enough to get off of Lowry.
Mike, now the other way the Sixers went here was to trade for George Hill. Now, it's been a trade that has been, I think, roundly thought of as a good one and a smart one. I like George Hill. Now, he hasn't played in a little while here with an injury. He should be back soon, Daryl Morey said. What do you think of George Hill and how he fits here?
Yeah, I think he's a really good fit. You know, one of the things that they've struggled with on their bench this year is just lack of consistency. I mean, every player, you know, off that bench has just been inconsistent. Dwight Howard, Shake Milton, Tyrese Maxey, even Matisse Thybulle. They've all been kind of in and out of the rotation. They have good weeks and bad weeks. George Hill's just a really steady veteran. He plays both ends of the floor. I think he's going to fit in really well. He might even close games for this team. I would not be the least bit surprised to see Doc Rivers, you know, if Seth Curry's having a bad game or Danny Green's having a bad game, he might close it with George Hill. He's just really sure-handed. He's a good shooter, led the league in three-point percentage last year. So I think it's a really good pickup for a reasonable price.
Mike, let's look around the league at the other things that did happen. So Oladipo moves from the Rockets to the Miami Heat. And that's an interesting one because a few years ago, Oladipo looked like a star, and then he got hurt. Now he's bounced around a couple places. Hasn't been as great, but he's still a good player. Now he goes to Miami. He was kind of in the middle of this Eastern Conference muck. What did you think of that deal?
I like the move for them. It definitely carries some level of risk in the sense that, you know, they're bringing in a guy who, like you said, was at one point a star. I'm sure he still thinks of himself as a star. He's in a contract year. And Miami's been a team that's kind of in a weird place, right? Tyler Hero's had a bad year. They thought he was going to become their third star, right? And you know, Jimmy Butler is Jimmy Butler. It's just a weird locker room and a weird dynamic there. But, you know, it certainly carries some reward if they're able to sort out all the chemistry stuff and Oladipo looks like his old self. But they're taking a gamble here for sure.
So, Mike, you mentioned risk there. And obviously, as this year has played out, the Sixers have been involved in discussions to take risks, whether it was James Harden or Kyle Lowry. They ended up with neither. And I think we could probably all say that they didn't overpay. They didn't make any bad deals. That Daryl Morey has kind of kept the assets in tow here so he can make a deal down the line for another star when it comes up. But do you think there's any part of Morey or the Sixers that could regret or may regret now not doing anything big, not able to pull something off? Because I just wonder, man, like, they have the number one team in the East. They are a title contender, but obviously one that probably won't be the betting favorite. And yet they really didn't push as much as they could have to secure a chance to win a title. And I just wonder if these years come around very often. What do you think of that? Like, the risk of not doing anything.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And you know, it does feel like Daryl Morey hasn't quite really left his mark on this organization yet. He just made a lot of the simple moves, right? I will say that the rebuttal to that is that I think they went really hard after James Harden. They just didn't get him. The reason they might not have gotten him might have been just politics, right? Tillman Fertitta and Daryl Morey do not have the best relationship. And that might have been the reason they didn't get Harden. I think they tried really, really hard to get him. They just didn't quite make that splash. And so, you know, it's definitely a concern. You might look back and this team gets, you know, slightly overwhelmed by Brooklyn and you say, could they have done a little more of this, a little more of that? I think the real thing to question is whether they should have made another trade for a role player. We talked a lot about PJ Tucker. You know, if they would have brought in PJ Tucker and George Hill, we'd be talking about a really, really good bench. And, you know, that's sort of the thing that I'm focused on more, not necessarily the fact that they didn't bring in another star.
Mike, they didn't make that other trade for another bench guy. So now the buyout market is probably where they're going to look to add here. What kind of names are you thinking about? I mean, what's a potential way they could go to add to this team, whether it be a big or a wing? Where do you think they might look to on the buyout market?
I think, well, first and foremost, they're going to look for shooting across the board. I think they want another shooter. They haven't mentioned it explicitly, but, you know, they're going to target shooting bigs. And there's a few of those guys out there. There's Gorgui Dieng, just got traded. He's going to be waived. There's potentially Mike Muscala, our old friend Mike Muscala, used to play for the Sixers. He could be a buyout candidate. And then other than that, they'll look at, you know, wings and stuff like that. Wayne Ellington's an interesting name. He's having a good year. None of these guys are going to make a huge difference, but, you know, in a playoff series, it's good to have those guys, different tools you can have to bring off the bench in different situations.
Mike O'Connor, right, Sir Ricky Sanchez joining us here, talking Sixers after the trade deadline yesterday where they get George Hill and Kyle Lowry stays put in Toronto. So, Mike, looking forward, the Sixers didn't make a gigantic deal. They still have some of these assets, whether it be picks or Maxey or Thibault, and, you know, they will be in position when this happens next year or this summer to trade for someone. My question is, how do you think these assets will age? Do you think a year from now or over the summer, guys like Thibault and Maxey will still be looked at the same way? Will they be more valuable, less? Because I always wonder that. Like, when you hold on to a prospect or, you know, a young player, it could go one or two ways. I mean, they could break out further, and then it's like, wow, you've got the centerpiece of a deal. Or sometimes young players go a little backwards, and, like, you know, 3 months from now, you're like, ah, he's good, but he's not the centerpiece of a deal for a big player. What's your read on those guys and how they might age as assets here?
Yeah, I think that's a great point, and it is another reason why I was hesitant for them to trade for Lowry, in the sense that, you know, I think Tyrese Maxey is going to be a really good NBA player, and he's buried on the bench right now because, you know, he has some shooting issues, and the Sixers are a really good team with a lot of depth, and he's just not getting those minutes. But if you put Maxey on a team that's in the lottery right now, he could be averaging, you know, 13 points a game, and we could be talking about him as a really, really good prospect, right? It's just that he's not in this rotation. We don't see him. His value isn't very high. So if they would have traded him at the deadline, that would have been selling pretty low in my mind. I could easily see him next year making a little bit of a leap. Then we're talking about a guy who's got, you know, an extra 3 years on his rookie deal, and he's going to be a restricted free agent, and he's got a lot of good basketball ahead of him. I think those young guys are only going to get better, and they'll continue to showcase themselves. And it's a good point. You know, it makes the case again that they would have been selling low on them at this deadline.
Mike, last one for you here. And so as we look forward, so we know all these teams have made some moves here, right? It's PJ Tucker to Milwaukee. The Nets brought in Blake Griffin as a buyout guy. And we know there's been injuries around the league, including LeBron James. Think back to what you thought of the Sixers, let's say 3 weeks ago, a month, to what you think of them now, which factors in George Hill being here, Lowry not, Embiid trying to get himself healthy off the knee. Would you say it is more or less likely now than you thought a month ago that the Sixers could win a title?
I'm going to say it's just a little bit more likely. I think the Hill addition is good. I think that the Nets did not stock up, really. I'm not one to be impressed by the Blake Griffin addition. I don't think that they've done enough to really upgrade their bench and their defense. And I continue to like the matchup there for the Sixers, you know. Obviously, like you mentioned, injuries to LeBron. Kevin Durant has been out for a while. You know, those are things that could linger and could make a difference, you know, come playoffs. And so, yeah, I wouldn't say anything has changed dramatically. There haven't been any seismic moves, but I do think their odds are a little bit better.
Well, that's good news, Mike. Always appreciate talking to you. We'll be reading at Writes to Ricky Sanchez. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Joe.
There he goes, Mike O'Connor there. So he was a fan of what happened yesterday with the Sixers. So I wasn't here last night. Here's my take. I like George Hill. I've always liked George Hill. He's going to help the Sixers as a reserve guard. Mike just thinks he could play in late game situations down the stretch. I like George Hill. I think he's one of the 10 most experienced playoff guys the last decade or so. He's got a lot of big game experience, different teams he's been on, obviously some of that with the Spurs. So George Hill knows his way around the postseason. I like George Hill. I do, and I look, I never want to overpay, but we talked about it with Spike the other night on Rice Ricky Sanchez Radio. I do think there is a risk in not trying as hard as you can to win a title when you're in a position like the Sixers. I'm going to give you two teams right now, and I hope I'm just being a worrier here. Like, if you go back to the 2011 Bulls, they won 60-something games, number one seed, 22-year-old star, 25-year-old star, 25-year-old star. You would have said that team's going to knock on the door to a title for the next few years. They don't got to go all in now. They never got close after that season. The Clippers with Doc Rivers, 2013-14 Clippers, won 57 games, had the second-best net rating in basketball. With Blake Griffin, who was like 25, Chris Paul's 28, DeAndre Jordan's 25. They never got that close again as the Warriors emerged and overtook them. So, like, we have this feeling the Sixers window is going to be open for a while. I don't know that. I don't think any of us really know that. We can assume it, but you never know how long windows stay open, especially with a player like Joel that has injury issues. And you also never know when the next super team is going to pop up. So for that reason, I was hoping for Lowry. I understand why Morey didn't overpay and walked away and left his best offer out there, and it just didn't work out. But I really believe there is risk. There's almost just as much risk in a sense saying we'll get him tomorrow in giving up too much. So I just hope Morey is right about their window, that it is going to be a long one. Because if he's right about the window and they have three or four cracks at this the next few years as a championship caliber team, then he's probably going to be right to wait and keep those assets and not overpay for Lowry. But that it's the one variable in this that we don't know. Like, they're the number one team in the Eastern Conference, and they really didn't push that much forward to get another star to win it now, especially in a year where there's so many injuries. That worries me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.